Marco Rubio's State Department bans Pride, BLM flags at embassies and outposts. By Wendell Hussebo on January 22, 2025. One of the State Department's first actions after the Senate confirmed Secretary of State Marco Rubio was to bar Pride and Black Lives Matter flags at embassies and outposts. Flying a flag other than Old Glory became a point of contention during the Biden administration, which permitted woke flags to be flown in foreign countries that opposed wokeism. The Free Beacon's Adam Credo reported. The Biden White House also allowed the State Department to fly an assortment of Pride flags alongside the official American banner, drawing outrage among Republicans in Congress. In June 2021, for instance, the U.S. Embassy in Nassau raised the Rainbow Pride flag to honor the human rights of LGBTQ+ persons in the Bahamas and around the world, the State Department said in an announcement at the time. The raising of the flag marked the U.S. government's official observance of Pride Month in June. The widely recognized rainbow flag, the State Department said, will fly from the flagpole of the U.S. Embassy in downtown Nassau and at the Chief of Mission residence on Sanford Road. Under the name One Flag policy, any employee who violates Rubio's new policy will face disciplinary action, including termination of employment or contract, or reassignment to their home agency, the State Department order stated, reported by the Free Beacon. Starting immediately, only the United States of America flag is authorized to be flown or displayed at U.S. facilities, both domestic and abroad, and featured in U.S. government content, the memo said. The flag of the United States of America united all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present. The U.S. flag is a powerful symbol of pride, and it is fitting and respectful that only the U.S. flag be flown or displayed at U.S. facilities, both domestically and abroad, the memo added. The Senate confirmed Rubio Monday in a 99-0 vote. He was President Trump's first nominee to receive Senate confirmation. So it begins. Marco Rubio becomes Trump's first cabinet member to be sworn in. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.